Hello, 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 and welcome to the Gruesome Twosome podcast, the first ever episode with your hosts, plural, the spooky Yuki Colin Chomuk, and with me is the ever so lovely, the beautiful, and the ghoulish
Lauren Jensen.
Anyway, and on this podcast, we are going to be talking about horror movies with a recurring theme of horror movies.
Very good.
We're going to pick a different horror movie or horror type thing, trilogy or sequel or something like that.
Do TV shows count?
Possibly. We'll think about it. And then we'll have these conversations on a weekly random basis, and we're going to discuss them. We're going to disagree at times. We're going to agree at times. We're going to have other people on here to disagree with us at times. And we're going to have other people on here to agree with us at times and settle the score. Anyway, so to jump right on in, we're going to talk about a movie that is beloved by horror fans, but some people don't like. And that movie would be the 2009...
Drag Me to Hell.
Drag Me to Hell, Sam Raimi. Yeah. Now, Drag Me to Hell. Lauren, what are your thoughts on Drag Me to Hell?
Drag Me to Hell is a fantastic horror movie. What, do you disagree?
I do not like Drag Me to Hell.
Yeah, this is going to be controversial. I think the first time in our relationship where I genuinely got upset with you was over this movie.
It's true. And politics. But anyway.
That's beside the point. Not at all what we're talking about.
But with Drag Me to Hell... okay, so brief rundown for anyone who doesn't see it. Drag Me to Hell, Sam Raimi movie. He came after the Spider-Man trilogy and went back to horror roots with a...
Which is where he excels, let's be honest.
I don't know. Dancing Tobey Maguire.
No, I meant in horror.
No, I'm Dancing Tobey Maguire.
He needed to come... No, I'm saying Spider-Man he excels... 3. No, you're not listening to me. I'm saying he excels in horror, like... The Spider-Man trilogy was not his finest hour.
No, I don't know. Spider-Man 3.
Are you saying that was... Wait, we're getting off topic. We can't talk about Spider-Man 3 right now.
I don't know. It was pretty good.
No. Moving on.
Anyway, no, it was not. And for anyone listening, no. It's
not the movie we're talking about currently. Movie. So,
but the part where James Franco is eating the pie.
Okay, again, moving
so
on.
Good. So good.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. So anyway, this is Sam Raimi's horror film. It came out in 2009. And it basically follows a attractive, up-and-coming, successful woman who... Well, first off, the movie opens with the literal interpretation of the movie of a young child being drugged to hell.
Getting so dragged to hell.
Literally, the opening scene is a child being drugged to hell.
Yeah.
And then the movie goes on to... We meet our female character... And she works at a bank, and she's up for a promotion, and she really wants the promotion, so she asks her boss what it'll take to get the promotion, and then there's this other douchebag dude who is up for the promotion as well, and seems to be one-upping her, and her boss says, I need someone who can make the tough decisions and the tough calls, and yeah, blah, 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 blah. Are you that person? And then it just so happens that 5 minutes after this conversation...
right after that happens, of course, a crazy... Evil, nasty, can we curse? You can curse, right?
You can curse whatever
you want. Okay, nasty ass,
nasty,
gypsy,
crusty old woman.
Crusty old hag walks in, and that's her first customer after
and
said talk.
To ask for an extension on her
mortgage. So the universe
mortgage.
Is not in her favor.
Yeah. So to ask for an extension on her mortgage so that she can, because she ain't got no money, because being a gypsy, you don't pay the bills. And, she's asking her, and she has to make the tough decision, and she denies her, and the woman starts pleading and begging, and then, you know, ends up looking like an idiot, and
the crusty old
woman steals...
As we like to make, you shame me!
Oh, is that what she
you,
said?
She, it's a, yeah, we yeah. just, yeah, it's yeah. great. You yeah. shame me! I beg you, and you shame me!
This movie won, I gotta move.
Oh my god!
And anyway, the crusty old lady steals her button and puts a curse on her, and there's all these, like... Really gross, random things
Which
that keep happening to her.
Which is the best part of it. I don't understand. Like, this movie's so self-aware. It's disgusting. What's your beef?
It just wasn't entertaining.
How?
I don't know.
How? How?
I've watched...
That scene in the parking garage where all that stuff happens...
It was stupid!
That wasn't entertaining to you? How?
It was like 3D and she keeps popping and she hits her in the head with a stapler and she staples her head.
No, you're complaining about 3D, and we both know how awesome Piranha 3D is, and that's your argument there?
That's, like, the only good 3D movie. Not quite.
But, okay, but Drag Me to Hell was not a 3D movie.
No, but it was just dumb.
It wasn't, though. I don't know why you didn't just have fun with it. You were taking it way too seriously, and it's not a movie that was meant to be taken seriously. Okay. Self-aware horror movies are meant to be taken as they are, because they're self-aware. That's the point.
I was watching the movie, and then it's just like, okay, cool. Like, there was, I don't know, like, maybe I didn't hate it, but it just was not as good as everybody made it out to be.
But what were people, okay, this is one of the reasons I don't like when people, like, you need to push other people's opinions aside, whether they're good or bad, and just watch the movie. Okay, like, true. But, so, that being my point, what exactly were people saying that led you to believe that it was something different than what it actually was?
Like, everybody was just, I remember going up in Adams about it, and I mean, I looked before we started recording this, and the movie has like a 93% rating on Rotten Tomatoes, which is fine.
And I think you're going to find that people that love horror are going to vastly disagree with your opinion.
Oh, I believe this movie. I know that. But, okay, so, like, okay, there's some scenes that, like, the movie has some memorable scenes to it. It does. Like, the part where she, like, digs up, spoilers, the part where she, like, digs up the old lady's grave and shit, it's like, okay, cool. But then there's, like, the part where she goes and, like, visits the, like, chick, and then, like, the dead body is, like, grabbing her and, like, hold on.
That's the movie, though. That's the point. Okay, but you didn't answer the question. Silly. What sort of expectation did you have in your head that you were like, this wasn't as good as I expected it to be? Would you have had a different reaction had you gone in and not had anyone talk in your ear about it, or
probably
what?
Probably not, because it was just, like, goofy.
That was what it, that, yeah, I know, that's, it was supposed to be goofy.
I didn't like the goofiness of it. It was just, I don't know, it was like,
but you're not opposed to goofy horror movies. Why was this one different?
I don't know. And then she starts, like, puking in her mouth.
Because I don't know that's the gross aspect. It's disgusting.
She started puking in her mouth.
It's supposed to be like, oh my god, okay, this movie is supposed to be a situation where you get a group of friends together, you make some popcorn, you've got some candy, you all sit together, and you just enjoy the shit out of it.
See, I would rather watch Saw in that case.
No, but Saw's different. It's different.
I'm
telling you, like, Drag Me to Hell's, like, one of my favorite horror movies to watch in a group setting, because you just
was stupid.
That's the point.
When she, like, hiccups the fly or some shit.
Yes!
It just, Drag
Me to Hell has the effect that you want it to have when you scream Human Centipede when we have a group of friends over. That's not the correct movie to scream when
context to this, what Lauren is saying here. Whenever we have people over, and, well, not every time, but just more recently we had people over, and when we were waiting for people to show up, I a lot of times like to put on movies to
that make people uncomfortable. But my point being, like, that's one thing you're trying to do. Drag Me to Hell is, like I said, it's one of those horror movies where you just want to sit with, like, your best friends, and it's something that you've all seen before multiple times. You can talk through it and laugh at it and enjoy the hell out of it without taking it too seriously, because it wasn't meant to be taken seriously.
I don't know, maybe I was watching it expecting it to be serious.
Okay, but knowing now that it's not supposed to be serious, why, like, what?
I don't know, because it's still just was not that great.
You're, like, not giving me any answers here.
It's like, okay, like I said, let me tell you. There's some memorable scenes to it. There's definitely, like, I mean, okay, let's say the ending. I feel like the ending of the movie, which I'm not going to shit on. Like, I'm not going to rag on the ending of the movie. And for anyone
who... The ending of the movie was great.
Because it was just like,
it was morbid and sad.
It was morbid, but it was almost like, the ending was almost laughably ridiculous.
You keep using the word laughable, but the movie...
Okay.
Because
I'm actually... welcome, you're going to hear a murder.
Son of a bitch.
But, okay, the ending of the movie, for everybody who, you know, if you haven't heard it, then stop listening to spoilers. The end of the movie, I will admit the end of the movie was fun.
Okay.
The end of the movie is fun. For those of you guys who don't know, she basically pays the shit.
There's just a spoiler alert now, like, those of you who don't know.
Spoiler alert. There's this, like, montage of her, like, collecting and finding all this shit for her to, like, take to pawn shops. And, like, she's, like, pulling a wagon full of a bunch of shit to sell it so that she can pay this dude, this mm-hmm. psychic guy, to, like, help, to show her how to lift the curse.
No. Well, no, she's, remember the chick at the beginning of the movie that sees the boy get dragged into hell?
Yeah, this is
the older version of her, and he's, like, she takes big risk, and it's, like, essentially, like, I guess an exorcism in a way that there's the demon's not in her, but she's trying to, like, get the demon away from taking her soul.
Okay.
And she takes a lot of risk in having to do this, so it costs a lot of, you know, change in order to remove said demon from taking the soul.
But anyway, back to the end of it. She finds out she has to, like, take there's a possession of hers, which was the button that the old lady took.
It was a cursed button. It wasn't possessed. It was cursed.
It became a cursed object because the old lady steals the main character's button and puts a curse on it. So she gets the button back, and she has to give it to
the button's somebody. Always been hers. That's why she's being tormented, because the button belongs to her. And what has to happen is that she has to gift the button to someone else, and whoever accepts it.
Did she stick it in her mouth in the cemetery?
Yes, but do you remember it was in that envelope?
Yeah, no, but how?
That was the twist. It's a good twist.
No. How didn't she give it to the other dude at the bank?
She was considering it, but she couldn't go through with it because, which is why she's a great main character, because
she's stupid.
She's stupid.
If I had,
It hasn't. Listen, no.
But, like, we've all worked with somebody that we would want to give the first button that drags
you
to hell.
This is what makes this character the hero in the story, and it's why it's so.
No. Listen.
It's why it's so, like, that ending where she finally gets dragged to hell. That's why that ending is so, like, you know, like, in the gut, because she tried to do the right thing.
Well, that was her fucking problem.
Well,
she should have given it to the douchebag.
Either way, but no, okay, regardless of that, giving it to the crazy gypsy lady that cursed her in the first place, that's so much more satisfying than giving it to, like, the stupid Asian dude that ended up getting
fired anyway.
Back
to what I was about. So she digs up the grave, which was, like, it was a funny scene. I think if you, like, remove yourself from it, you're like, oh my god, there's, like, this skinny white bitch, like, digging up a grave, and it's all of a sudden pouring rain in fucking Southern California. Okay, so it's a little bit funny.
Is it in Southern California?
It takes place. They filmed it at CSUN, and it's Southern California.
Yeah, well, if they filmed it at CSUN,
it's supposed to be Southern California. Because the end was Union Station.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, all of a sudden, it's fucking pouring rain, and she's in a wife beater, just digging this grave up, and nobody seems to notice. So it's like, in that, it's like, okay, this is kind of ridiculous. And then she sticks the button in this fucking corpse's
mouth. Well, it's
in
an envelope.
Okay, yes, it's in an envelope.
That's important.
So then after that, she goes home, she takes a shower, life seems to be good, and then she's got her boyfriend coming.
You've got that, like, moment of relief that always happens at the end, and you don't know if it's going to stay relieved or if you're going to have that weird twist at the end.
Which, to quote Scream,
which is also a cliche horror thing, which, again, Drag Me to Hell,
the unexpected,
self-aware horror movie, pulling out cliches.
When horror movies do that. It's my biggest gripe about horror movies.
What? When self-aware ones pull out cliches? Have you seen Cabin in the Woods?
When they pull the rug out from under you. Okay, so anyway. So what ends up happening is she thinks this is all great. She thinks it's all awesome. And then she meets up with her fiancé, who's Justin Long. A.k.a. Bartleby.
Who's not Asian, apparently.
Justin Long, no. Bartleby from Accepted. And he's like, oh, by the way, before you lost it. And he pulls out an envelope, and
I found your button.
And by fucking stupid coincidence, this is what fucking makes me so mad about the fucking movie.
Oh, just is, this? Okay.
Yes.
Do tell.
is she fucking, why didn't, okay, the button, the cursed object
is in a fucking plane.
What are you saying? She just turns to a random person and she's like, here!
No!
Take my button!
No! Why didn't she just fucking look in the envelope at any point in fucking time? Because what she ended up doing...
She had no reason to assume it wasn't in there.
She jammed a rare fucking quarter into this corpse's mouth and didn't bother to make sure that it was a fucking quarter.
She didn't know, because her boyfriend did that.
She's stupid.
She didn't know.
She's stupid.
Well...
So... But here's, okay, so, but it's like the ending, because I feel like that was one of those fun kind of endings, though. I will say it's like, she's fucking stupid, and, but the way that they, like, played it out, it was so, like, it was almost like they made it so easy for her to make such a stupid mistake that, like, the audience had to know this was
okay,
coming. So, hang on. So, like, when that scene happens, the scene happens where he's like, oh, by the way, and, like, he pulls it out, and you see, like, the look of shock on her face. At the same time, like, it clicks to you, and then you see, like, the button come out, and you're like, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, and then, you know, everything happens, and she gets dragged to hell and everything. So it's like, I will say the ending, it's fun beside itself, because it was so, like, ridiculously cliche. It was so, like practically, like, Mad TV sketch of what it of itself, because it was just like, okay, everything's hunky dory happy. Oh no, why is it ever gonna happen? And she gets drugged out.
Yeah.
I just didn't think it was that great.
Well, we can be wrong sometimes. That's okay.
But it's like, okay, there is some cool, like, risk scenes that they took in it. Like there were some interesting scenes. Like,
this, yeah, okay, yeah. You're ragging on... Tell me something else that you really enjoyed about it, because...
I am.
Okay.
There were some scenes that's like, holy shit, like, that was a ballsy move that you don't necessarily see. For example, the opening scene of the movie, you see a kid literally get dragged into hell. That's mm-hmm. the opening scene of the movie.
Yeah.
The movie... The title of the movie itself is great. Drag Me to Hell.
Can I also say that I really like it when horror movies, like, do that, like, where they introduce the title of the movie, or they end with the title of the movie, and it's like,
yeah,
it like just, Insidious. Like, shoots it, you know, it's like, boom!
Insidious.
It's so good.
Yes, because it just, like, starts with that.
It's just like, there it is.
But, okay, so, I thought it was, like, a really, like, wow, that, like, entrance, or the movie just really, like, started with a bang, because, like I said, you literally see a kid get dragged to fucking hell. And then, there, like, it took some ballsy parts, like the part with the cat sacrifice.
Which, to this day, have yet to actually see on screen.
Oh, yeah.
You'll find that, horror movie we talk about, if there's a cat that dies in it, I actually have never, like, with my eyeballs, have witnessed it. I won't watch it.
Next week? We are going to be talking about The Roommate, starring Leighton Meester.
Is that... No, I think you said her name wrong.
Leighton Meester?
No.
Leighton?
No.
How's it pronounced?
Leighton, isn't it? I know you're saying it wrong.
Leighton Meester. If anybody knows the correct pronunciation and can prove it, please...
We'll have to start a Facebook page so people can go on and be like, you're both dumb, and your guys' like inaccuracies are huge.
I thought that her name was Leighton.
No, it's Leighton Meester, isn't it?
Leighton Meester. That's an even dumber name.
I feel like I'm saying it wrong too, but you're definitely saying it wrong.
Hang on. We are sidebarring.
No. It's Leighton. I follow her on Instagram because
that doesn't tell you how to pronounce it.
Okay, while Colin is searching her name, his point being that Lauren has a hard time with cats dying on screen,
yeah.
And we all know that horror movies love to kill cats. In another life, I was a crazy cat lady, so cats
another
dying
life?
Just does... Yeah. I mean, had I not met you, I was well on my way.
And Leighton Meester pronunciation. Oh, hang on.
Oh, it's... Oh, okay, it's a thing.
Hang on.
Go ahead. Go. Wait. Drum roll.
Leighton Meester.
Leighton... I have never heard it pronounced that way. Leighton Meester?
Leighton Meester.
All right, well... Hey. Okay, I can admit when I'm wrong. I've never heard it pronounced that way.
Anyway.
So confused.
Leighton Meester.
I feel like my world is open.
And you've just been dragged to hell. Anyway.
But yeah, okay, so like that was pretty crazy. Yeah, and we want to talk about like animal death scenes. Like that was gnarly. The fucking talking goat thing was fucking dumb.
I laughed.
It was fucking...
I laughed. It was fun. Like, you're... These are funny parts of it. They're so dumb and over the top and stupid that it's hilarious. Mm-hmm. You gotta laugh at it.
No.
Oh my god. It's like a stupid puppet. And it's like, meh.
No. Did the goat, like, get away or...
No, because the demon's moving from body to body.
That's right, and that's why the fucking
goat. And it's supposed to go into the goat, so they kill the goat. And, oh god, and then they throw up the dead cat. Oh, and it's not even a cat, it's a kitten. The demon goes, I don't want your, like, sacrifice, your stupid, like, cat sacrifice, and it throws up the dead kitten.
Oh, yeah, hang on. For all the viewers at home, we have a 9-second clip of
goat. But he sounds hilarious. He's like,
okay, I know, that's why I want to see this again. So hopefully it won't be an ad first. It probably, it's going to be an ad.
This is super high quality stuff, guys. Get ready.
This is a seance scene. Here we go.
No! Save me, you black-hearted whore!
I think that's what I laugh at. Whore! Like, no?
Hang on, one more time.
No?
One more time without...
I won't say anything. I'm sorry. I'll shut up.
Now it's going to be an ad watch.
No. How is that not funny? You're laughing!
Because I'm laughing at you!
No, you're not! You're laughing because it's funny! It's like your old man voice.
No, that's pretty dumb.
Dumb in a way that's hilarious.
Talking goat. Wait, this next video is called Talking Goat, Dancing Troll, and Pussy.
Yeah, this is when he, like, dances on the table because he gets possessed. And he's like,
this movie's fucking stupid.
Demons, man, they're creepy. They do weird shit.
Hang on. Okay, so right now we're watching this clip.
The soul of Kristen Brown, we will feast upon it as she feasts us on the grave.
No, it was my manager, Jim Jack. He was the one.
Silence. Lamia, surely you can be dissuaded from taking this insignificant woman. Surely she's not worthy of your greatness.
See, now I just want to watch the movie.
See, in this movie I want to like. Like, I really want to like this.
Yet, you struggle. Are you, Kristen?
Oh, hang on, the goat's coming. Here we go, everybody. Everybody get ready.
Round three.
No! Take me, you black-hearted whore!
Lamulus, no!
You bitch!
Freeze the goat. Goat right the dude with the weird mustache. Now he's got demon. And this is the guy that throws up the goat.
Oh, for fuck's sake, stupid.
Why?
He's just fucking dancing.
Yeah, dancing on fire. I'm pretty sure that's what demons do when they're in hell. How many have you met?
And... This really creeps up the cat.
I don't want to watch it.
Okay, don't push out.
What's happening with it? He's getting pushed around. This is like a giant climax. Oh god.
Close your eyes.
Oh god.
Nope.
Oh no! Oh. Oh no!
Oh, that's a CGI cat.
Oh god.
I can't
look. Is it done? Oh no! Oh god!
You must banish this.
Alright, well,
okay,
you
that
get
was
the point.
That. Yeah, that it was a stupid fucking scene.
Well, you know what? I'm sorry you're wrong.
This is dumb.
I'm sorry you're wrong.
All right, and let me. It was just a stupid fucking scene.
Oh, it wasn't though.
I don't know. Great. Like I felt like I said, there were some gross fucking parts in the movie. that I felt like weren't gross in a good way.
What do you mean?
The fucking fly thing was gross.
Yeah.
That's gross.
It's, okay.
That's not scary to me, that's just gross.
No, it's not, maybe it's not supposed to be scary. Let me ask you this question. It was legitimately gross, right?
Yeah.
Because have you seen anything like that in other horror movies?
What, somebody eat a fly? Or no, an eyeball in a food dish?
No, but like, okay, the gross factors in this movie were kind of unique. Don't you think?
No, I'll give it that.
They were really unique, and I think that's what made them... And the reason why they were so gross is because they're things that, like, aren't... You know, it's not sewing a mouth to an asshole. It's not, it's not throwing a chick into a bunch of needles. It's like this old fucking lady is, like, grabbing your chin with her mouth and drooling all over you.
That part was stupid too.
It's disgusting, but it's stuff that's not like over the top. It's things that could like legitimately happen, I guess.
Could legitimate.
But I mean, like,
but
you know what I mean. Like, it's more legitimate than having mouth sewn to butt.
When has an old lady ever unhinged her mouth and sucked on your chin?
No, but I mean, okay, but do you get really?
You said that.
Okay, how about like her like dentures and like weird shit like that? Old people have gross aspects, and yes, it was pushed a little bit because it's a movie and that's what happens. But I'm saying like these are really unique, disgusting things that aren't over the top. They're a bit too like real, and it's uncomfortable. And that's
a dead corpse puked in her mouth.
Yeah, well, she was like hallucinating, kind of.
Was she?
Well, because the demon's tormenting her, so it's like an hallucination, and it's not. It's something that she's feeling and experiencing for real, but then as soon as the demon's like, all right, peace, I'm done tormenting you for now, it's like everything's cleaned up.
It's a dumb movie. I don't know, and it's like Sam Raimi. Okay, like, so what else has he done besides Evil Dead? And besides Spider-Man.
That's all he needs is Evil Dead.
That's all he needs. Okay.
Am I wrong? He did Evil Dead. No, Evil Dead paved the way for
By the way, just so everyone knows, she was looking at me, and then when she said, am I wrong? She looked at the computer like the computer would be like...
I need confirmation from, a computer, apparently.
So, yeah, give us a like or a comment saying that I'm wrong on my opinion. But don't worry.
Most people are going to disagree
and
with
you. I am full on aware of that. I'm not trying to be like that negative stick in the mud. It just was not my cup of tea.
Well,
which is why I'm sure in a few weeks we're going to be talking about a movie that I love, Cabin Fever.
I don't dislike Cabin Fever. I just don't like the fact that you somehow think that that's Eli Roth's best movie.
I do. We'll talk about that another week. Stay tuned. Stay tuned. But okay, so basically what we're saying is, and I will agree with you on this, Drag Me to Hell has some very memorable scenes in it. It's a very unique movie in its own right. Okay. We both agree, because I think it's really dope that the movie starts out with that really like packing a punch of an opening scene of a kid getting literally drugged to hell. I like that the movie title is so blunt. It's almost like got it like a 70s
Yeah.
Type of thing where they just like, where like 70s movies, like some of like the titles were just like in your face. Like,
yeah.
Like,
and I think arguably 70s was like the renaissance for horror.
For CD horror.
For, I think just like, you think about all like the, what's the word? Groundbreaking horror movies.
Yeah.
Like the 70s, like.
Well, when you're saying, when I think of, like, the titles, like, Drag Me to Hell, I think of movies like...
I think 70s horror was the most influential time period for horror movies. I think it just paved the way for everything else.
Definitely. But, like, and I said, when I hear Drag Me to Hell, I think of, like, I Spit on Your Grave, and I think of, like titles like that where it's very, like, you don't know what the movie's about. Like, if you were to say to somebody who didn't know what's Drag Me to Hell about, they would be like, oh, like, somebody getting, like it conveys a certain feeling where you can kind of gather what it's about, but you don't exactly know. Just like,
sure.
Like, I Spit on Your Grave, like, you know that you can get kind of an emotion or a feeling from just hearing that title.
Yeah.
Which I feel like a lot of 70s movies is, which is like tell me like what The Conjuring, the term The Conjuring had to do with the actual movie. It didn't. And it doesn't like envelop a certain emotion with the title. I feel like Dragon Hell, there's a certain like connotation that goes with hearing
well, and it's
the literal term
specific
of
too. Like, you know, it's instead of throwing words in like darkness or like, you know, just like very
true.
Broad
true.
Terms, Dragon Hell is very
true.
Specific.
True. Possibly another reason why I might not have liked Dragon Hell as much as other people. My dad, huge Stephen King fan and also Richard Bachman fan. So when I was a kid, just getting into horror, I rented Thinner on VHS from the library. Have you seen Thinner?
I haven't.
Okay. The whole premise of Thinner, which they parodied and lampooned in Scary Movie, the first one, very briefly, it's a very, very, very obese man, like 300 plus pounds, who he's friends with a bunch of lawyers, and he's driving home intoxicated. I don't remember. He might have been intoxicated, might have not. And he's getting roadhead from his wife. And while he's getting roadhead, an old gypsy woman is crossing the street, and he runs her over. And he's friends with judges, lawyers, etc. in this small town, and he gets off scot-free. It gets written off as just like a simple accident, and he doesn't go to jail. He doesn't, you know, have to pay anything. Like, they completely like wiped everything away, even though like he was getting roadhead and he was probably intoxicated. I don't remember. But yeah, like he definitely was not innocent. So after this, the gypsy woman's husband puts a curse on every single person, you know, his lawyer that defended him, the judge that got him off, and him, put a different type of curse on him. So his curse is he starts losing weight, because at the beginning he's like close to 400 pounds, and he just starts losing weight at an exponential rate. And at first, like, you know, he's like, it was kind of like...
So this 300-pound obese man is driving a car and getting roadhead from somebody?
Yeah, good for him, right?
Wow.
Well, he got money.
Could he fit in the car?
Yeah, I'll show you the movie. Yeah, when I was a kid, it was okay. Apparently, it sucks now. But basically, what
is
it? It
seems odd.
Yeah, he was an asshole of a lawyer that got off criminals and stuff. And
okay, so what's okay.
He keeps getting thinner and thinner and thinner and thinner and thinner because of a gypsy curse, to the point where it's not like, oh, cool, I've lost all this weight. He's literally like just withering away. And the gypsies are with like a traveling like carnival type thing, and he's trying to find a way to get them to break the curse and whatnot before he just dies.
Starvation.
Which is what's happening to everybody else that was along with it, because they all got cursed with a very unique affliction.
Okay.
Of the other people that got him up. So to me, I saw so many parallels between the two, you know, gypsy curse, stuff like that, trying to figure it out. So, like, as a kid...
So you're doing that stupid thing where people compare things to other things.
But I'm just saying, like, the similarities were there. But, yeah, and then
that's a stretch.
And then there's an ending. The ending of Thinner is also a very, like, kick-in-the-stomach ending.
I think
like, pull the rug
it's
up.
A stretch.
It's a stretch, but it just, for whatever, like, the associations there, maybe it's, like, gypsy curses and shit, but that was...
I mean, that's like saying, like, okay, because there's a vampire in a movie, all vampire movies are the same. It's like, oh, there's a gypsy lady.
A gypsy curse.
Like, and you know what I mean.
Someone's wrongdoing. The correlation, I saw a correlation, you know.
Well,
and I was just trying to think today when we...
I feel like... You had a lot of outside influences with this movie, and it
very
skewed
true.
Your judgment.
Very
of
true.
It.
Very true. And I can see
personally.
That. Like I said, there's some entertaining scenes in it. I will give it, but just as a whole, like there's so much. The silliness to me, like, kind of drags down. No pun intended. The silliness of some of the scenes just kind of takes away.
The whole movie's supposed to be kind of silly, though.
And I'm not. And it was almost like watching it. I felt like I was watching half of a Goosebumps episode.
But you love Goosebumps.
I like Goosebumps, but it's just like, really, it's like, this is so goofy.
But it's not, I don't think it's even comparable to Goosebumps, because Goosebumps is horror for kids.
That's what I felt some of those scenes were. It was horror for kids.
It doesn't. Well, it's not for kids.
Would you? I'm gonna show my fucking kid like
no,
this
will
goosebumps.
Horrify a child.
Good. Then they won't fuck over a gypsy woman.
Oh, because they're so recognizable.
Yeah, is that politically correct now? Can we say gypsy?
I mean, they're yeah.
Esmeralda from Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Well. Anyway, we ought to wrap up because
yeah. Anyway,
we're towards the end.
Yeah, we're towards the end, and if you're still listening, awesome. So let us know your thoughts. Do you think that...
you can Jeremy say, Hunt's like, awesome? I'm Team Lauren or I'm Team Colin.
Ooh, that's a good one. But we're
For instances where we disagree, you're going to find that we don't actually disagree on a lot of horror movies. We generally have... the same opinions and taste.
But
Colin decided to start with one that we had opposite feelings.
Because we've had enough arguments and we've just had a lot of instances where this is brought up, and it just seems to be the most divisive movie.
I could not be more confused by it. So
yeah.
I'm still, even after this whole discussion about it, I still... I think it just boils down to, like I said earlier, you had a lot of outside influences that messed up your viewing experience for this movie, and you're sort of set in your ways on it, and that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine, and you know.
So,
like,
on instances where we disagree on a movie and you want to weigh in, you can say Team Lauren or Team Colin, so that we know if you're like yay or nay.
I mean, I know I'm gonna lose this. I'm gonna be honest. I know I'm gonna lose.
I have yet to meet a horror fan that has beef with this movie.
Alright, so if you're a horror fan that has beef with it, save
me. You don't
even
have to be a horror fan. You could have just come across and been like, I hate horror and this movie sucked, and that's fine.
Yep, there we go. Alright, anyway. So, signing off, the Gruesome Twosome Podcast, first episode with your hosts. What's your name?
Lauren Jensen.
Lauren Jensen. And I am your ghost host with the most host, Colin Chomuk. And, yeah, that's about it. Yeah. Have a good evening.